everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. This is an emergency podcast. We have to react to the situation at Dublin Airport. I'm joking, but it is a podcast about Dublin Airport and what we can learn as entrepreneurs from the whole situation. It is literally out of control. We'll get to that in 1 second. First, quick shout out to my sponsor, Sage. They're with me all throughout 2022, and that is massive support to me. They're the number one provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to small and medium-sized enterprises all over the world, just like me and you. So go check out sage.com or click the link in the description below. If you want to win tickets to Dublin Tech Summit, it's coming up on the 15th and 16th of June at the RDS. I am buzzing for it to be in person. I think it'd be really good. I'm chatting to a number of brilliant entrepreneurs, such as Niall and Dermot from Gym Plus Coffee. And then I'm also talking to Tom from Epidemic Sound on the second day. So over 2 days, there'll be a huge amount of speakers. If you fancy going along, I'm going to be there and you could be there as well. I've two competitions running currently and you can enter both. One on the Instagram account for the Entrepreneur Experiment. So just go to Instagram and search Entrepreneur Experiment. It'll pop up. And all you need to do is tag three friends who you're going to bring. Four tickets up for grabs on Instagram and the same up for grabs on LinkedIn. So you can double your chances. You just search the Entrepreneur Experiment on LinkedIn or me. I'm sure it'll pop up for both. And you can also tag three friends there and you have a chance of going to the Dublin Tech Summit. Tickets are worth €389 a piece. So both prizes worth €1,600 each. So €3,200 worth of prizes to be given away in the next week or two. And I think it's just going to be a class day. And I'm going to do a meetup, kind of casual, informal meetup for everyone that comes along. Well, not everybody, just the listeners and cool people like us. So go check that out before we start. Last week's pod, I did a shout out for partners for a new business. I'm still looking. I've had a great response. Straight away, I had a couple of meetings, which have progressed to negotiation stage. And I'm still looking. I'm still looking to see what's out there. So if you have a tourism project that you're working on and you would like to add accommodation and a wellness aspect to that, get in touch with me. I have 5 tiny cabins, a sauna and hot tub ready to be positioned within 90 minutes of Dublin. So give me a shout if you look like you want to add on some revenue to your properties this summer. Right, Dublin Airport, let's get to it. We're all familiar with what's happened, right? For anyone in a bubble, massive queues. Thousands of people missed their flights at the weekend. I think 1,000 people were reported to miss their flight last Saturday or Sunday. That's crazy, right? Very basic premise of going to the airport is that you get your flight. It's a pretty low bar. So can we learn from that as entrepreneurs? Because people love complaining, love giving out about it. This is not that. This is what we can learn as entrepreneurs looking at this. And that's how you should look at every major thing that's happening in the world in terms of business. You should look at it instead of kind of moaning and pissing on Twitter. Go, right, what can I learn from it? And what can I apply to my own business that I can ensure I don't end up in a situation like this? A couple of key things stood out to me straight away. Number one, have multiple plans based on many outcomes. So what does that mean? During COVID, Dublin Airport Authority lost monstrous amounts of money. It's not even fully revealed how much money they lost yet, but pulling up, to be fair to them, they're not getting much credit. To be fair, on their website, they detail extensively their finances. So they released on April 29th, 2001, their previous year's finances, and they lost $284 million the previous year. So that would have been 2021. 20 going into 2021 is what I mean. So passenger numbers fell by 78%. So the last time passenger numbers were that low was 1994. So just to give a bit of context, don't get on my back, I'm not standing up for Dublin Airport Authority, I'm just giving some context because we're all about balance on this pod. We're not about blame, we're about balance. So they lost about a million a day. I think that was a million a day just for Dublin Airport. So they lost 1 million euro per day. To put that into context, that is insane. So what does that mean? Now look, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if people are locked up for 2 years in their houses, pretty much going to want to get to the airport. They're going to want to go on holidays. They're going to want to do things again. So it's not a monstrous surprise that we have overwhelming demand. But I would imagine what prevented them from getting back to a place of fully operational status was the unsure status of how things were. You know, are we going to have another lockdown? Are we going to have another COVID outbreak? Are we going to be able to travel this year? What's going to be happening? Like, let's not forget, it's only back in, like, I remember traveling in Jan, Feb, and it was a nightmare. It was so unsure. I was only going to Manchester in Feb, and, like, the hassle of going over there, we almost didn't go, and the hassle of having to fill out forms, have your tests, have proof of tests, and the logistics of going through the airport were an absolute nightmare. So there wasn't that many people traveling. So this has come on pretty quickly, but equally, there should have been multiple plans based on multiple outcomes. So for you as an entrepreneur, you're going to want to have plan. I always have three plans kind of running simultaneously for most things. Worst case scenario plan. Now that's going to be very different since COVID. I mean, no one could have had a plan for that. But a worst case scenario, what would happen if you lost most of your revenue overnight? Medium case scenario plan. So that's kind of normal growth, maybe minimal growth to just surviving. That would be kind of your medium plan. And then your good plan. What happens if things go crazy? What happens if your business gets a massive spike in orders? If you get a huge amount of press coverage? If your new product just starts to sell out? What happens then? And I chat to entrepreneurs all the time about this. And Tim Ferriss has talked about this in terms of, he calls it the hug of death. So sometimes a business will just get so much coverage. He used to talk about it in terms of his pod was so powerful that if he mentioned a business or product, it would sell out instantly, within hours. Someday, the entrepreneur experiment will be selling out businesses. Hopefully, selling out Irish businesses just for recommending them in the pod. But my point being, always have three plans running so that you don't get caught. And I think that's what's happened here. Dublin Airport had to let go a massive amount of people. They called it right-sizing. So they had a pay and hiring freeze introduced. So people had to take between a 20 and 45% pay cut. And then about 1,000 staff left the business, just based in Ireland. 1,000. And then another 1,000 exited the overseas retail businesses operated by the group. So they had to let go of 2,000 people. And that's no joke. That's not fun. That's not good, even for business of that size. That's horrific. And that takes a massive toll on morale. That takes a massive toll on the people who are left. So we do forget there are people involved here on the front line. There are people working in security. Can you imagine how difficult that is at the minute? Can you imagine the stress? And I doubt they're getting paid a Queen's Ransom here, or King's Ransom, whatever you want to call it. So I doubt they've been massively paid for this. So you got to factor that in as well. Having said that, it does fall on DEA to then correct that when the numbers come back. So there's a blame on both sides. Anyway, point one, have multiple plans based on outcomes. Number two, control the narrative. The narrative can get out of hand very, very, very quickly around an incident on your business, especially in the social media age. So you want to be controlling the narrative where possible. And that's why I always think people, Irish founders and Irish business people in general, should be more vocal, should be more the face of their business, because it's very easy to control the narrative as a person. There's an attitude and there's a face. And people are much more less likely to get angry at an individual person. People are much more forgiving when things like that happen. So if you do have an incident in your business, control the narrative almost straight away if you can. Get out in front of it, control the narrative. Make sure you are putting across your version of the story so people are clear and they understand where you're coming from. And you have to start that now. If you have a business, and I see this quite a bit with founders, if you have a business, they can be hesitant to put themselves forward. They can be hesitant to become the voice of the brand. And that's dangerous, because then you just have a brand. You have a nameless brand. But if you have a personality driving that business, it's much more easy to control the narrative. And if you listen to the pod, you know narratives are what the whole thing is about. Stories are what sells businesses and sells products. Number three, react fast. React extremely, extremely quickly if something goes wrong. It's like when you have a cancellation or something goes wrong in a restaurant. If someone comes over to you and go, look, really sorry about that, brand new one out to you in 2 minutes, you're happy out. Whereas if you're kind of left there in the dark and you're like, I don't know what's going on, this is annoying, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Is this going to get resolved? Is it not? One of my cardinal rules in the business of hospitality is act quickly. You don't have to solve it quickly, but act quickly and make sure your guests and people in your business know exactly what's happening. we often couldn't solve problems straight away. Let's say a boiler blows up. We can't fix that straight away. I can't send someone over to fix that straight away. But I can say, look, got that. Call the boiler guy. He's going to be with you in 6 hours. In the meantime, here's a voucher to go and do XYZ. Act fast. What's happening here now is DEA have lost complete control of the narrative, and they've lost complete control of any goodwill that would have been there. People are good. People realize how stressful it's been for everybody. So people are generally good, but they haven't reacted quickly and they haven't controlled the narrative, and they've let social media overtake everything. Social media is toxic at the minute for Dublin Airport Authority, and that is going to be a massive hole for them to climb out of. Dublin Airport used to have great social, used to have great communications, and it's just got subsumed. I'm sure they're just swamped underneath it. And sometimes when something very, very bad happens, human nature is to withdraw. Human nature decides pull back, preserve, protect, don't say anything. Sometimes that's a really good strategy. Often it's very much not, especially when you're dealing with other people. You see people get cancelled a lot on social media. In cases like that, sometimes it's just better to let the story die. It runs its course. It's a couple of news cycles. People aren't generally being affected by it. But in cases like this, you have to react and get in front of the narrative. Point four, I think we're on now. Clear communication. This follows on. Clear communication and accurate metrics. So we're putting up metrics that were completely inaccurate. Completely, wildly inaccurate. So people were checking on the boards and online, and I was saying queues of 30 to 45 minutes. Then they were retweeting this going, I'm in the queue for 6 hours. I'm in the queue for 5 hours. I've been here all day. So do not put out misinformation, because that's worse than no information. So we're putting out muddled, confusing, and then you break trust. Once you break trust with your consumer, and once they're clearly been misled, they should have said, look, queues are 5 hours, but they probably didn't want to put that on the boards, because then people literally could have caused a riot, could have caused a stampede. And when you see the queues, you're kind of going, from a public health point of view, that's really risky, because people are getting tetchy. You see it in the airport all the time. You see people getting real tetchy. An airport is a stressful place. You see people getting real annoyed because they're late, or it's going through security and they're hot and bothered, and they're dragging kids, or they've forgotten this, or they don't want to be going where they're going anyway, or they're traveling for stressful reasons anyway. You know, going to the airport should be a pleasant experience, but often it's not. And people can be traveling for very different reasons. There was a guy who put up a horrific tweet. You know who I'm talking about probably already. And he was saying, oh, people off on their holidays, they should check their privilege. What a moron. What, like, a tone deaf. People are traveling for a million different reasons. And you know what? People have been locked up for 2 years. They deserve a bloody holiday. They deserve to get away. So it doesn't matter what you're traveling for. And often people are traveling for very serious reasons or sad reasons. So you shouldn't blame people for wanting to get away. And finally, they should have looked to the crowd. There was actually some brilliant suggestions coming in from people who were stuck in it. One lady, I actually forgot to save the tweet. She tweeted that the queue should be based on flight time. That's such a genius example of just logical, clear thinking. Base the queues to go into the airport based on what time. So she said, like, you know, between, say, 7 and 8, queue here. Between 8 and 9, queue here. Between 9 and 10, queue here. Genius. Completely makes sense. So they should have looked to the crowd and went, right, instead of like stressing out and just calling in expensive management consultants, often the answers are right in front of you. And more often than not, it's common sense. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed my little piggyback on the Dublin Airport story. It's a wild story, but I think we can learn something very, very valuable from it. So hope you enjoyed that pod. A little bit different. We've something very different next week. We are going to have a guest on the Ideal Lab. I'm going to start bringing back guests who've been on the pod. A, just to check up with them and say hello. And I'm going to bring back James McCormack next week. He is going to talk about his trends and ideas that he's working on. He is working on a ton of things. He runs Dublin Barista School and so many other things. So he's going to come back next Monday to chat to me about ideas, trends, and new businesses he is interested in starting, and also going to give us some ideas that you can start working on as well. So he'll be back here next Monday, James McCormack. Go check him out online in the meantime. Obviously, back here next Thursday, for a new episode of the Deep Dive interview series. Until then, have a great week.